These fellas are from Nashville, and I call them Voice, and you see why. Our conductor from Las Vegas is Mr. Joe Gershow. Joe is conducting the fantastic Joe Gershow Orchestra. This orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, was voted by Billboard magazine in the last 2 years the number one orchestra of the year. Cost me a fortune to get that done. No, I'm only kidding. There's a guy in the audience. I got sick one night last week and I had a temperature of about 102. Wait a minute. Don't applaud me, 102 temperature. No, I had a temperature. It was a flu going on in this town, and all my employees were dropping like flies. And I was in, they were in a room with me, you know, getting me dressed, and they're breathing in my face. And so I caught the flu, and I missed one night, which I don't like to do. I've only missed about 6-7 nights in 19 years from illness. You know, that's because to me, a germ is an enemy. And I hate that son of a bitch, and I'll fight it, you know. And that's why I went to the hospital. Went to the hospital once in my life. Once in my life. And then it was only for 3 days because they had a little bronchitis, bronchular trouble in the tubes. And they, you know how they do in a hospital? They check you for everything in the world, man. I mean, liver, you know, they'll find something wrong with you. They'll create something if you ain't got it. That guy took a liver biopsy. You know what a liver test is? You know what a liver, you know what it do? The doctor comes in and says, don't look at me. Turns your head, takes a needle this long, goes, ah, right between your ribs, pulls out a piece of your liver. I swear to God, that's it. John, you know what I'm talking about. And so I said, ugh! He said, I don't move for 24 hours. And here I was, I guess. Damn, what did he do to me? I was okay. I was getting well, and he come in and stabbed me. I swear to God, I saw him in the corner of my eye because I can't help it. I'm trained that way. He looked like a samurai warrior. He said, ta-da! Put that needle, man, you know. Fastest sonnet I've ever seen in my life, boy. Anyway, when I got sick, a fellow volunteered his services to come in and fill in for me. He was way up north somewhere working or getting a TV show. He does so much. He volunteered to come in and work this show for me. Another, he's been here ever since. He'll open here tomorrow night. I'd like to thank him, Bill Cosby. Bill, where are you, buddy? What? Where's Bill? I haven't seen Bill yet. Where's Cosby? You mean after that buildup, that son of a bitch left? Well, the hell with him. I won't pay him anyway. No, I'm only kidding. No, he gets 10 grand. I give him that whether he likes it or not. I stick it up his nose. There's a lady in the audience I'd like to introduce you to. She's been in to see my show twice before. The reason we have a mutual respect is because the only way we know how to sing is from the gut out, both of us. And you know who I'm talking about? Her name is Vicky Carr. Turn around, baby. Turn around. Turn around. There you go. Yeah. And she's working. You're working where, honey? She's working at the Tropicana. You didn't change. It's okay, don't make excuses to me. Sit down. No, thank you, Vicky. But anyway, did you hear It's Now or Never? Did you hear the song It's Now or Never? Oh, God, now I got to do it again. It's Now or Never.